Ladies and gentlemen, this is 98.5 Uptown Radio. This is Christopher Thomas. I'm here with NXT superstar Roxanne Perez. Roxanne, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. So how's the city of Philadelphia been treating you so far?
Pretty great. You know, I just got here yesterday, so I haven't been able to venture too much, but I've been here before. I may have won a championship here maybe before, so that definitely boosts my confidence a little bit. I'm excited. I'm excited to become two-time NXT Women's Champion.
Awesome. And obviously this is your first time here before, so like, what are some go-to places that you go to in the city of Philly?
You know, I need a little bit of help with that because I did come here once. I cannot remember what Philly cheesesteak I had, but it was not good. So I'm on a mission to have the best Philly cheesesteak that I possibly can here. So do you have any recommendations?
Well, D'Alessandro's is always good. Then there's Angelo's, then there's Jim's. So plenty of spots. So last year you were in a ladder match, and this year you're now getting your one-on-one. So what's the difference in preparation for that?
I mean, I feel like I've been preparing the same as I always have been. Maybe, obviously, I think, yeah, a little bit harder. But I think it's more of my mindset. I think my mindset has changed a lot from being these goody-two-shoes, happy to be here, been a fan since I was 10 years old. Yeah, I'm still a fan at heart, but that is not getting me anywhere. So I realized that I need to stop trying to be like my heroes. I need to stop trying to look up to my heroes. I need to realize that I am my own hero. I am the prodigy. I'm one of the best in this locker room, and that's what's going to get me to become two-time NXT Women's Champion.
And at what point did that flip switch for you, that you need to start doing things for your own?
You know, I feel like it's been kind of flickering for a while. It's been flickering. And I think when it finally switched was when I had finally gotten my one-on-one title match against Lyra Valkyria, and here comes Lullabies trying to cash in, which didn't make any sense to me. Why would you want to cash in on two people within 5 minutes of a match? Doesn't make sense. She didn't win anyway. But, like, I don't know. It's just, I think that at that time, then Tatum Paxley came in, ruined my shot again. I hit Pop Rocks twice, almost got the three count on Lyra. Here comes two people. It was just like, okay, I know people are out to get me. I know people are out to get me because they know that if they do not interfere, I will become NXT Women's Champion. And now, nobody's here. No one's here to ruin it. And if they do, I'm prepared. So, yeah, I'm not walking out without that championship.
All right, Roxanne, great to hear. And hopefully you'll find that good Philly cheesesteak that you've been looking for.
Hopefully. Thank you.
This has been Christopher Thomas on 98.5 Uptown Radio.